So let's just relax and breathe. Closing our eyes if we feel comfortable. Settling into a sweet space, a quiet space. Just an easy place right now. Allowing ourselves to begin to relax more deeply. Relaxing our faces and our necks and our backs, stretching a little, maybe settling in our chairs. Knowing that all is truly well here. We're just breathing and relaxing. Finding comfort in this gathering of like-minded beings and this beautiful warm space that we're occupying this afternoon. Sitting in a circle of light. Moving more deeply into relaxation, we open our hearts and our minds to the possibility that we are surrounded by a beautiful garden. There is an amazing array of flowers and colors within the beautiful walls of this garden. This is a very safe place that we've been invited to gather today. Gathering together in this beautiful place, we start out in the rose garden. There are beautiful red roses all around us. Take a moment to stop and smell a rose. See what the fragrance of a brilliant red rose is like. Breathing into the roses, breathing into the red, feeling grounded in this beautiful place, allowing yourself just to breathe and relax into the red of the roses. Feeling the blossoming of the rose, seeing that there are buds, tiny, tight buds, and roses that are a bit more open, and roses that are full blown, and roses that are past their prime, each one exquisitely beautiful in its own way. Recognizing the cycle of life in the roses, and surrounding ourselves with red and the fragrance of the rose. Feeling a deep sense of belonging in this place. This is a garden where you are so welcome and so am I. This is a place in consciousness where we are secure and safe and relaxed. It's like family being here. It's like home. Now allowing ourselves just to breathe into the space of belonging. Good. And now you move a little ways over in the garden, and there is a beautiful archway surrounded in flowers, orange flowers, and you move through the orange arch into a field of orange poppies, brilliantly colored poppies blowing in the breeze. Poppies. The Wizard of Oz, it says, the poppies will make you sleep. But today, the poppies make you feel vibrant and creative and alive. The brilliant orange of the poppies just jumps out at you. It stands out. It is so brilliant and so beautiful in the sunshine. And the breeze moves the light petals of the poppies so easily, so they sway and bob. They move with such grace that you almost find yourself wanting to dance with the poppies. Feel the movement of the poppies in your body. Let the wind move you. Feel the flexibility and the strength that exists when you're willing to bend with the wind, when you're willing to surrender to the flow. Let yourself go with the poppies' flow and the orange, bright orange, beautiful poppies. Feel the garden of earthly delights all around you, grounding you through your feet as you allow yourself to sway with the wind and the poppies, doing the poppy dance today, and feeling the beauty of this place. beauty of this place is so magic. And there is indeed magic afoot because you are drawn to another archway covered with yellow flowers. And this time it's as if you moved seasons as well as gardens and you move into a field of lush daffodils. These are fragrant daffodils. Do you know the fragrance of daffodils? It's an earthy fragrance. A spring bloom. A post-winter joy that just melts the ice away and opens your heart. Daffodils in yellow are a sunny feeling, a renewal feeling, a freshness, an aliveness. Allow yourself to feel alive. Allow yourself to feel warm in the sun. See the sunshine on the yellow, and it just seems brighter and freer and more empowering. Feel the strength of the bulbs that push up through the earth in the end of the winter. Through the hard earth of the winter, they come with their gentle tendrils and beautiful leaves, and then they bloom with bright yellow, earthy smelling flowers. Allow yourself to enjoy the yellow flowers and to feel the strength and the power of spring coming again after the winter. Cycle of life renewing itself endlessly, tapping into alignment with that divine energy of renewal. It's available to us in every moment. New strength, new power, new beauty, new grace, always available in every moment. And now you feel called to another arched doorway. This one surrounded in green, like an evergreen bough. Only it's summertime, so you smell the pine so powerfully in the warmth. Moving through the shady evergreen boughs, you feel yourself in the woods. A beautiful, shady green evergreen woods. And as you come around a corner on the trail, the path on either side is all moss, the brilliant spring green of moss. Feel the energy of moss. When I see the moss, I always feel like I've come into a place where the elves and the fairies live. It is such a beautiful, brilliant green, and it just makes me want to lie down in the moss and feel its softness. Perhaps you would be willing to do that as well. Let's lie down on the earth in the moss. It's a warm day. We can smell the beautiful pine smell all around us. And the moss tickles our cheeks and surrounds us with fairies and elves who give love to us, whether we see them or not. In the joy of their being, they celebrate connection. They love cell phones. They are so happy that we're all so connected and so beloved that we get all these calls. The fairies and the elves are dancing to the music now. And it is such a good thing for each of us to be connected with these wonderful divas of the woods, these elementals in the green moss. It feels so soft to lie on as the pines whisper in the breeze above us. We feel warm and secure and connected and deeply loving and deeply loved. It is so powerful to be here in the woods, in this garden of earthly delights. There's little more earthy to me than moss and pines and the beautiful ground of the woods where I feel the connection to other energies, other powers. And yet once again you are cold, and wandering down the path, you come to an archway that's blue. Oh, what a beautiful sky blue that you see in the morning glories covering the arch this time. And as you move into the garden, it is filled with blooming hydrangeas. Huge hydrangea blossoms made up of dozens of tiny, tiny little blossoms. On beautiful, lush, green bushes with dark, dark, large green leaves. What a beautiful place this is, with the blues and the greens and the beautiful sky. Blue and green, blue and green. It's a reminder of the sea and the water and the lake and the brook. And here there is a brook running through the area of the garden where the hydrangeas line the banks. And you sit for a time. You might even take your shoes and socks off and allow your feet to be surrounded by the water, seeing the reflection of the blue of the sky and the water now, surrounded by beautiful blue flowers. And the cool burbling of the brook at your feet. It's so good to be part of the garden, to appreciate the colors, the scents, the feelings available in a garden, to know that you are welcome in nature, you are belonging, you are at home. It almost makes you want to sing or write a poem or tell a friend. Sharing this beautiful space of blue feels natural, feels good, feels graceful. And the day is moving on, so you move forward, and this time you find an indigo archway surrounded by a beautiful blooming iris, a dark blue iris, like a Dutch iris. Allowing that dark blue to surround you. You walk into this space. Again, this is at the side of water, but this one's the side of a little pond. And on the other side of the pond, there is a beautiful animal stopping to drink. As you approach the water quietly, the animal sees you, but can feel that you are no threat. That you are indeed part of the garden as well. So although it keeps a wary eye on you for a moment, it decides you're okay and bends its head to drink so gracefully. Feeling the beauty of the pond with a beautiful blue-purple iris behind you. You feel that there's an opportunity for clairvoyance. You can see more clearly than usual. You know beauty more powerfully than usual. It's as if you can see the divine in this moment, the gracefulness of this animal before you. It allows you to connect. And perhaps you even have a question. Does it feel strange to ask a question of an animal? Animals are wise. With your experience of clairvoyance, you can hear the answer if you ask. So take a moment just to enjoy this pond and this beautiful animal and these lovely flowers and listen for your answer. Perhaps you'd like to thank your new friend before you move along now. To look once more at the pond and the iris. As you move toward the next archway, which is violet in color, it's hung with dense, fragrant wisteria. And as you move into this area, you see all kinds of really beautiful purple flowers, lilacs, wisteria, Johnny jump-ups, violets, so many different shades of purple, so many colors of grace. In this part of the garden, it feels like there is a divine presence. Powerful energy in the very air that you breathe, an openness to non-physical energy, an opportunity to connect with Abraham, with Source, with the power of love in expression. Moving gracefully into that space, again, you have an opportunity to ask a question or to express your love in some way. Take a moment to commune with the purple presence. Feel the opening that's allowed right here. In this temporal moment, we have another agenda and we need to finish up. But in the infinite moment of consciousness, this place, this garden, is always available. You can come back here and commune with the colors, with the flowers, the water, with the presence, with the animals, anytime you like. Beauty is within you. All that you saw, you created. All that is present everywhere. Present right here and right now. I'm grateful for this journey that we've taken together, and I invite you to come back now into the library, to move your fingers and your toes, to breathe deeply and stretch your back and your neck, to allow yourself to return and to realize that where you are is as beautiful as where you've been. That the faces surrounding you are as brilliant as flowers. And that the presence of God is as palpable here as anywhere. All is well, it is good, and so it is.